Do you believe in click it or tick it?
Oh, here goes.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your hello, welcome to Click It or Tick It. I am Pete Mutino.
Glenn Marshall here. Big Coolio fan. I love that his hair. I used to have my hair styled like that back in the day.
I would like to think goes down with a C, the C standing for Click It or Tick It.
I'm Nick Schaefer, and I would trade anything that I own for Coolio to make a huge comeback.
You're going to need to get Kel out of a halfway house in California.
I'll use orange soda to lure him into a comical box propped up by a stick trap.
Dude, if you ever try to give Kel real soda and orange soda in real life, he like goes into like a weird fugue state and freaks out and starts like trying to cut himself and everything around him.
Swifty sent me the IMDb page for the actor who played Chris Wrigley. I forget his name. The guy who ran the convenience store they always hung out at.
Oh yeah,
the nerdy white guy, but the actor's IMDb page.
Did he do anything else of note?
Yeah, I mean, he did a lot of TV.
He played that like weird looking white guy a lot.
Yeah, who was just very nerdy. Just really couldn't fathom Kel's love of orange soda.
Well, it was a little unusual.
A little over the top there.
I don't think anyone likes orange soda.
Is he in that halfway house for orange soda? I mean, it was.
I'm getting a little sick of race based humor. They really should have cut that whole orange soda thing out of the film.
It was the 90s. It was a different time.
Was that Chris Potter? Dan Frischman? Is that the guy?
Possibly.
The last I heard of
him is.
Oh, nice.
He's been in just in the year 2007 alone. He was in Hard 4, The Trip.
Oh, The Trip.
And that's everything
for
that year. So,
the last I heard of Kel, he was hosting some dance show in L.A., but that was like
let's see if I can find
8 years ago. So
Kel Mitchell, who played Kel Kimball. Why the fuck even bother changing his last name?
Why give him a last name at all?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a
Keenan kind of, and Kel.
That's kind of a common thing. That's what they do on. That's what Charlie does in Always Sunny, right?
But yeah. Why would they change it? Like, why would they bother giving him a different last name from the actor?
Because he's a character. I mean, they're not saying it's the same guy. Because Kel on the show, you know, Kel, what was it, Kimball?
Yeah.
Kel Kimball loves orange soda and hangs out with Keenan. And the real Kel, like, smokes crack and judges dance competitions.
Oh, gotcha.
He started.
There's a big discrepancy there.
What's he doing now?
In One-on-One, he played Manny for 6 episodes, including the episode Money's Tight and So Are My Abs.
Let's not forget Invisible Boy.
Right now, he's in pre-production or post-production on either No Warning, Chicago, Pulaski, Jones, and Caught on Tape. He plays Marlon in that. He's also in See Dick Run. He was Rich Jones.
So his career is going over gangbusters, is what you're saying.
Gangbangers, yeah.
Well, he's still making money. So.
Yeah, and no dicks in his face, so that's a good upside.
He was the voice of T-Bone in Clifford's really big movie, and he was Bill Mazer in Clifford's Puppy Days.
Billy Mazer?
He was always a dog lover. That was one thing I liked about the show, as a fellow dog lover.
Holy shit. Okay, two things. One, he was Romeo in a production of Romeo and Juliet at some point. Two, there was an episode of Keenan and Kel called Futurama. I did not know the show was named after that episode.
But
it clearly is.
Matt, what's his name? Matt Groening?
Groening, yeah.
Big fan of Keenan. Big fan of Nickelodeon in general. I remember I used to go over to his house and watch SNICK on Saturdays.
It stands for Saturday.
Tonight is The Simpsons, what is it,
450? Yeah, I started
20
it.
Years.
Wow.
And then I didn't continue to watch it because it wasn't all that interesting.
Speaking of big anniversaries, this is our, 78th episode spectacular?
Something like that.
77, 78, 78.
Hmm. There's a lot of, we get a lot of comments on our site. And
do we?
No, but a lot of them get blocked. A lot of them get blocked by our spam blocker. And we get some really great...
What's the deal with the spam blocker?
We get some really great offers back in... we've had 30 since New Year's Eve. But there's an offer for a Levitra pen. And it says Levitra pen ellipses. It's from Levitra. It says, how does Levitra compare to Viagra? Generic Levitra, Cialis Viagra Levitra. Comment, Levitra.
I like that they write it like we contacted them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like we really...
How is that effective advertising?
They just send you search terms, I guess.
So were there any...
I'm just hoping to get the tags. I guess if anything, that's almost free advertising. We should let these things through.
Yeah, you're right.
People will be searching for LaVitra. It's like, oh, click on her ticket. This is much
you're
better.
You're right. Free tags on our episode.
So were there any genuine comments besides like spam?
This podcast guarantees 4-hour bonus.
Devin Walters wrote, this shit sucks.
Our spam blocker's doing its job.
Let's see. There's Xanax bar, Xanax as a party drug, Xanax. That's one comment.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. This one I thought may have been a warning about the end of the world. It says Soma Cube puzzle, Soma Cube, Soma addiction and lying, Soma online sales,
and lying.
Psyche and Soma operate as a duality. That's the post.
So there was nothing aside from us sucking that was written by
a
non-robot.
Sorry.
Oh, really? Okay, that was a comment on episode 21, which is good news, everybody. The podcast spelled wrong survived past the terrible 20.
Now, these are the ones it's blocking. How does it? I wonder how it selects which ones it's going to comment on.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I can't answer it. Oh, submitted by Emetris on January 6th. Miley Cyrus nude, Paris Hilton nude, Kim Kardashian nude, Kim Kardashian
nude. Dude, click on it.
Kim Kardashian's nude twice.
Yeah, it's that
Well,
good.
I guess we know who the hussy of that group is. Mine. And it wasn't the one I was going to initially pick.
And then there's also a comment from our favorite commenter, Xanax. Buy 180 Xanax, Xanax 2 milligram, 180 pills.
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't realize you could just buy Xanax on the internet.
You can buy anything on the internet.
Xanax was my favorite guest.
I always know that, but...
Friend of the show.
So do we ever get listener mail aside from mail from your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. I just closed my laptop.
Yeah, I feel like we should answer it. Like, if someone asks us a question, we should answer it on the air.
I did get one spam mail from a legitimate fan of ours who, I think it was just a virus. It said, support the World Cup.
Oh, all right. So now we all need to take a road trip to bother them in their lives.
Well, that'd be a great road trip because Aaron is a law student at University of Miami, so we could go to... South Beach.
I think Miami stinks, and I don't like the smell of Cubans, but we might have to do it.
All right, so more room in the car, just me.
Cuban cigars?
It was really funny today. Brett and I were waiting for you to show up to the gym. Not like you were late or anything. Now I'm taking myself into a hole.
It's all right.
Brett's like, I was like, I really don't want to go into the gym. And he's like, why? Because we have to wait for Pete. And I'm like, no. There are a lot of Indian people in there. And he's like, what? And I'm like, look, and like an Indian guy was walking in, and then he's like, just shut up. And as soon as we got on the elliptical we were working out on, this Indian guy like walks across the line of treadmills, and I like point him out, and Brett's like, stop it. And I do like the waving the smell away from my nose thing. He's like, cut it out, like we're in public.
Yeah, Brett does get embarrassed by your hijinks.
Yeah, like
he does not get his law from you.
No, we get your, sure. Law, yeah, get your law.
We go to Planet Fitness and they have this thing, the lunk alarm. If you are,
which never gets used,
if you drop weights, like are grunting excessively,
it's an idle threat.
Or if you judge people, then the lunk alarm goes off.
They can't,
which
is weird, catch my
because I've judged
it.
Quite a few people.
Oh
there.
Yeah, that's
silently.
That's why I go to the gym. I just want to like look around.
Disclaimer:
and, like,
lunk alarm cannot read thought.
Yeah. So so they never turned it on.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I take that back.
Yeah. So one day Pete and I were at the gym and I requested that they turn on the lunk alarm.
I just picture a dramatic shot of the gym, you know, after I was all closed down, and right as I said that sentence, it pans, you know, very dramatically across the wall, and then you see the lunk alarm, and it just turns on like an eye opening. the great lunk alarm is always watching. One does not simply walk into Planet Fitness with your do-rags and judgment.
On January 10th, 2010, lunk alarm became self-aware.
The lunk alarm. It's like a siren, too. It's
lunk
like
alarm's going to send weightlifting people back in time to stop the destruction of the lunk alarm.
The lunk alarm.
Yeah, it's lunk alarm.
I don't know what lunking is, exactly.
I don't know.
I know it's grunting and dropping weights and all that.
No,
stuff.
No. I think they use...
I hear a lot of weights drop,
there's a
too.
Definition. It's like lunk. Someone who, like... Who judges other people.
Oh.
Like, how many people are actually sold on the, like... This place doesn't judge you aspect of it. It's like, am I not a human being when I enter in here? Because all I do is like assess, judge, and move along. Otherwise, I would drive myself fucking crazy.
I'm very new to the gym scene, as it were.
People are drawn in by the $10 a month, though.
Well, yes. I mean, certainly. I mean, that's not what draws them in. But I guess I kind of understand the philosophy. Because, I mean, unless you're going to pay a lot of money and go to an Equinox, very like resorty type gym, I guess your other option is kind of like the muscle head, cheap style gym.
Yeah, where if you don't... You know, I can see people getting self-conscious about getting criticized for going. And I think Planet Fitness, I've seen their TV ads. They're easily the fifth or sixth different small business to use one of the generic GarageBand drum lines as their entire soundtrack.
Yeah, that's Cablevision, man. Cablevision puts together the worst fucking commercials I've ever
fucking
seen.
They just use a GarageBand drum loop, and their whole commercial thing is really, really attractive people saying, yeah, nobody judges me here.
It's like, that's it. All right, so I have the definition
the
for
lady,
lunk.
Too.
There's the old lady.
Noun, lunk. Plural, lunks. A fool.
Oh, that's how you do
a
it.
A fool, an idiot, a lunkhead. So they use lunkhead in the definition. I want to get the definition of lunkhead. Ryan! Why is your internet so slow? Lunkhead, a derogatory term for a fool or an idiot, usually used as an insult when angry. Okay. You are
so, you do not call someone a lunkhead like, oh man, that guy is such a lunkhead. You
what
know?
A lunkhead!
You know,
yeah,
okay.
Well,
that's a very
that
loony
is not an insult,
lunkhead
though.
Just means a slow-witted.
Would you guys
person.
Like me to use it in two?
I guess behind
run,
their back,
two
like to be
reference.
Funny. You wouldn't say lunkhead.
Hold on, guys. I think I figured it out. Lunkhead is a Japanese rock band signed under Victor Entertainment and is managed by Chokayu Company Limited.
That lunkhead.
Genres: J-rock, pop punk. Years active: 99 to present.
Lunkhead Wasagio.
Who's your favorite member of Lunkhead?
Nicolas Cage.
I like Gouda Satoru.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
Does he play guitar? Because then
I don't know.
Just a pun waiting to happen.
I don't know. He doesn't have a page. He's just a stub on Wikipedia here.
We should elaborate. We should do some research.
Wikipedia
and elaborate.
Times here. Take it.
But you asked me if we get emails. I did get one from Greg Dalio, grieving older brother.
Oh, God. It's such a sad story. Our love really goes out to the Dalio family, our strength. You're in our prayers every night.
And once we get our hands on the Necronomicon, Jeff will be back.
Yeah, I mean, if a simple seance can save this kid, I don't know why.
And we do have bones,
Okay.
Somewhere relying.
So I mean, we'll be trying to
the cobwebs and the spell books.
We'll be trying to assemble as much of our magical energy,
black magic
mana,
as possible.
Yeah, as much, and we'll be keeping in some sort of crystal that can hold all the energy. So because we're gonna need a lot of energy to bring someone back from the dead.
If we bring him back from the dead, though, I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
I see no problems with it at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
his
body is hardly decomposed. I mean, we have it
even
sitting
if it
right
is,
here.
I mean, we can always, you know.
I mean,
spray it with some Lysol. It'll straighten that
he'll
shit
He'll regenerate once he's alive again.
I do like zombies.
I'm a big fan. I mean, what's the worst case scenario? We put him down? I think Jeremy could help us out with that.
Yeah, he's good at killing them zombies.
I would feel bad about killing Jeff Dalio again. I mean,
if he turns on us, though.
What?
It's like a rabid dog.
I thought you would not tell anyone.
Whoa. Ryan, rewind. Like, I mean,
nothing. The disease killed him.
We'll do it live.
The disease. But anyway, Greg's email links to a news item. The headline is "Drunk 4-year-old steals Christmas presents."
Is that from the episode, the Christmas special of "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia"?
Yeah. Do you want to guess the state on this one?
Florida.
That's a good guess. I'm gonna guess. You know, nothing crazy ever happens in Pennsylvania. It seems like. So I was gonna guess that. West Virginia.
Second guess, Michigan.
All wrong. Tennessee.
Ooh.
You guys were getting closer and closer as you went, except that.
Well, I go with what works, and
that didn't work.
Pretty much every deadbeat dad is in Florida.
That's true. And it was just Elvis Presley's birthday. You know, we should have guessed Memphis.
Yeah, that kid stole a bunch of King memorabilia that belonged to a bunch of kids that were going to get an open.
And then
up
died on
Day.
The toilet. But let's elaborate.
Fisting pills and chicken.
Oh, this is great. All right, so 4-year-old beer in hand is accused of stealing Christmas presents.
Beer in hand?
From his neighbors. April
Wait,
Wright.
What's his name?
Well, hold on. April Wright.
I thought his name was Beer in Hand.
He's 21 years old and is going through a divorce with her husband, who is in jail. She says she is not sure how her 4-year-old managed to get out of the house, open a beer, and steal the neighbor's presents from under their tree. She has no idea.
Oh. Do they have a dog door? Because that's a point of entry.
I like how they put in all that information about her, which clearly hints at why the newspaper thinks she has no idea as to how her kid got out of the house.
I mean, he's four, too. Maybe he could fit in a cat door.
Divorcing her husband who's in jail. Isn't that grounds for divorce as it is? Say, well, you're in jail, so.
Yeah, no, but there's so many of those chicks who, like, kind of get off on the fact that it's like, my man's, like, in the clink, and, like, I'm waiting for him, and then they can fuck around on him, but then, like, when he gets back, he's just going to go right back to jail. I don't know. Chicks need that chaos. It's weird. There are a lot of chicks who are in and out of prison.
All the people who write love letters to Scott Peterson and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, there's the people who fucking have sex with those people while they're in prison for life.
All right,
Tex, what's his name? Tex Walker? Not
I
Tex
need
Waller.
A conjugal visit.
The guy who killed all those people with Charlie Manson. Tex Watkins. He had like four fucking three kids while he was in the joint.
Nice. Got to reproduce those genetics.
Wow, he must have been big man on.
Yeah, women throw themselves at serial killers for some reason.
He killed his rivals and reproduced. That sounds like a successful genetic formula to me.
Yeah.
How do you?
I'd be so jealous if I was inmate, you know, number three or whatever.
Once out, Wright says her four-year-old followed his father's footsteps and was found on Blue Spruce Road drinking. He runs away trying to find his father. He wants to get in trouble so he can go to jail because that's where his daddy is.
That is so adorable.
Aww.
Isn't that exactly what the kid in Field of Dreams was doing?
Heartwarming tales here on Click It or Ticket.
So that's not actually as pathetic as I thought.
I don't know. It's pretty fucking pathetic. I mean, that woman's whole life where she got knocked up at 17 by a convict.
Well, the fact that a four-year-old knows that drinking gets them into the trouble, that's a little odd. You know, you think they'd break something or
it's yeah.
Like, no.
They probably have already gotten in trouble for it. I'm going to drink this booze.
Yeah, when I was
I think it's that it's like, well, daddy got in trouble when he drank a lot, so he's exposed to fucking his daddy being wasted.
That's what's sad about it. I mean, most kids at age four, when they think, well, you say, why is daddy in jail? And mom would say, well, he got into really big trouble, so he's going to be in jail for a while. So a kid would think, really big trouble, you know, I'm gonna draw all over the walls or some shit, you know, not well, what's a felony in this state, what's a misdemeanor,
I'll get hammered.
I'm gonna get shit face. The kid's like, I'm gonna go tie one on with the boys, like, I'll see you later, bitch, like, don't wait up, but leave the fucking door unlocked.
He was found listening to Iron Maiden.
So that was all. Did Greg? There was no words attached. It was just.
He said he thought it would work well for the podcast, and I think it did.
Yeah. So Greg, if as long as you've kept your distance while your brother was in quarantine before he passed, then I mean, good luck wherever you are. Mm-hmm. Like I said,
I don't want Glenn using up my luck by wishing it for me for Greg. You can have Glenn's luck. I don't want you to have mine.
Whoa! Now I just gave away three times more luck than I was.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
need all that luck for when I reanimated. Corpse attacks.
I'm going to save that for reanimating your brother.
Yeah.
My brother?
No, not.
Did you guys kill my brother, too?
Glenn, this isn't a visual exercise. This is a radio show.
Not Brett.
Show.
I mean, yeah. Oh. I mean.
Not
uh-oh.
Brett.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, here's a little news piece that I found here. This comes to us from Azerbaijan.
It's a good country.
Do you want to guess the capital of Azerbaijan, or do you know it?
Oh, I used to know this.
Tbilisi?
No,
that's Georgia.
That's a good guess, but it's pretty impressive. But
Azerbaijan, I don't know.
Same region. It's very short.
God damn.
Yuck.
No.
The answer is Baku.
Baku.
Count Baku.
Baku.
Count Baku. Count Bakula.
I bet there was a Count Baku, too, because if Baku was built around, you know, say a castle or something.
Yeah. Probably wasn't a modern name, though, right?
But a lot of those names of modern cities, you know, would just get passed down from what. Although the Soviets fucked with all of it, but they reverted back to their old names once it was no longer.
Like a Baku.
Well, I think it's probably original in the fact that it's not called like Bakustan or, you know, Stalin Baku.
We don't want to confuse
or
it.
Lenin Baku.
Stalin Baku. Baku just means party.
Baku and Black to increase their marketing appeal.
Man of Steel Party.
They haven't changed their. I think it'd be great if a small country changed their name based on Twitter trending topics. Some more people will like look it up.
We're looking at you, Belgium.
Belgium, or should I say Chris Brown Rihanna?
Oh, they're so polite in that country of Chris Brown Rihanna.
What do they speak, Chris Brown Rihannese?
I ordered domestic abuse with my Chris Brown Rihanna.
But Azerbaijan... A man tracked down the pedophile who raped his son, sexually assaulted him on camera, and distributed the footage.
And I'm guessing this is not illegal. It's actually medal worthy there, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
He was met with a marching band, and they were all playing those weird like instruments that don't sound like. It's just like me.
He got up a group of family members. They hunted the dude down, and
we should find this video and post it on the site.
Yeah, that'd be really popular.
I like the idea. It's like he pins the guy down and just blows him for 20 minutes. He's like, "Yeah, take that, sexual assault, bitch! Fuck you!"
As he's wiping his mouth. You know?
Well, I hope you learned your lesson.
That's what you get for sucking my kid's dick. I suck your dick. I come over and I fucking suck.
Eye for an eye, motherfucker.
BJ for a BJ. The BJ stands for
Yeah, that's
for
another
the
thing I never, I don't usually get when the priests are like, when the priests get caught for like blowing kids. Isn't that a little sad? Wouldn't you want the kid to blow you, right?
Oh, yeah, that's their fantasy.
Yeah, it's like, it's really having a kid with this little kid, and then I'm going to suck his dick.
Well, that's why you're not entering the field of a clergyman.
The only reason.
If I knew I could get in there and kids would suck my dick, I didn't realize. I tried to get in. They're like, you ready to suck some kid dick? And I'm like, whoa. I don't party that hard, guys. Yeah. I draw the line at kids sucking my dick.
Yeah, that's pretty hard.
It is weird. It is, how perverted are you where you get off on sucking a child's dick?
Yeah.
Because even though this could be misconstrued.
Well, because then it's a little force. I don't know.
Look, all of it's fucked up and evil. And
well,
all
yeah,
of it
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but, and it's explaining logistically how to get a kid to suck your dick.
Kid's dick but, up. But, how
it's
wrong
probably
is
not
going
to get a good beach too.
When a pervert like wants to,
the kid's enjoying. It's not my fault.
When a kid wants to get forcible dome from someone, then I get the whole.
A priest, you mean? Or a kid?
Yeah, anybody. Oh. Anytime a sexual predator, you know, forces someone to give him oral, I get it in the sense of they were really trying to get off, but. Sucking a little dude's dick.
Yeah, that doesn't make little dude dick. That does not compute for me. But seriously, how pathetic are you then?
Maybe that is. Maybe Pete's right. Maybe it's just sort of some really crazy emotional thing where I was helping him feel better.
Yeah.
Well, and this is another thing I don't understand. A lot of men like to pay to blow male prostitutes, and it actually costs more to blow the prostitute than for him to blow you.
How do you know this?
Oh, it was when you remember.
It was when he was studying to be in the clergy.
Yeah. True. Actually, though, there was. It was
kicked out for not sucking.
It was from one
there.
Of those. They used to have awesome specials on HBO. They had Ecstasy Dad. They had the one where they followed around the
prostitutes.
That's
not a superhero, is it?
No, Ecstasy Dad. That was one of the more incredible specials I've ever seen. So basically, this guy. I think he's divorced from his wife, or his wife's passed, or something. He has two kids. They're both probably like in their teens, like 15, 14. And he parties with them and all their friends. He buys them beer, smokes pot with them. He's taking ecstasy. He's going to raves. He's a girlfriend who's in their group of friends who's like 15.
Oh my God.
And it's all on camera. And at the very end of the special,
what a lucky guy.
Ecstasy Dad, he's like in his car pulling up to his house. He sees the cops are all there. And the camera crew's in his car. And he turns to them and he's like, I mean, I don't have to go into. It's my house. I cannot go in there if I don't want to. So he starts trying to leave, and they fucking arrest him. What I was saying, yeah. So this was in the vein of that. So like I don't know if it was from the prostitute special, or it was one before that. But yeah, that was like a common thing that, like, dudes, like, I don't even know if they're straight or something, but like they find the male prostitute, and it costs more to suck the male prostitute's dick, and that's like a common request that dudes are like, all right, I just got to the house and like ducked my kids, and my wife's babysitting, and I'm gonna go like try to pay a guy to let me suck his dick. Like, couldn't you just find a gay guy and fucking blow him? Like, no one's that disgusted. No dude
that's
is that
thing.
Disgusted by anyone else that, like, unless you have the Sarlacc mouth, some dude's gonna let you blow him. Right?
Yeah,
it is weird to me that someone needs to pay to hook up with a dude. You think that wouldn't be too hard to do?
Well, maybe it's for like the discretion. You know, it's a prostitute, but they don't want to be like, they're closeted and they don't want to be running around trying to like hit on dudes.
I can think of an economic reason as to why it would cost more, which is that there's scarcity, which is how many loads can you drop in a day versus how many dicks can you sell?
It is interesting though, because I know like on the male section of Craigslist, they were talking about how most of the posts were guys looking to either suck someone's dick or get railed. Like,
yeah,
very few posts like looking to get laid. I am gay. It's like, I will get you off.
Wow.
Maybe it's a thing about being prized, kind of like that. You're the attractive one. You're the
well,
one.
I guess if you're the jizz receptacle, you're the chick in the relationship, which doesn't make sense to me. Because then shouldn't you be like the coy one? But I guess
it's
dudes.
A mixture. It's a mixture.
It's a dude's version of
a
chick.
Dude's version of a chick is like,
which is
come
like
bang me out.
I'm a huge whore. Yeah.
And then I'll jerk off to it later.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just jerk off to it later? I suppose that goes even for the straight end of the barrel.
I think jerk off to it later is you know, think first, jerk off to it later would stop a whole lot of crimes. A whole lot of them.
And a lot of relationships to be preserved, all that great jazz. But you know what?
I like
life short. Fuck.
I have a question for you guys.
What's a sunny day without a little bit of rain?
I was listening to the Corolla show earlier, and he was talking about the first couple times he like had sex or like got a beach from a girl. He was thinking, and I remember actually thinking this too. Like, I can't wait to beat off to this later. You know what I mean? I thought about that. It's like, there is my spank bank is like some chick like bent over. like in class, and I saw like a little bit, like some Pontiacs or some
It's always
boobs.
Way hotter when you know the person for
a
while.
And then it's like, oh, I got home, and like maybe we just banged, but I'm gonna beat off to that. Like I don't care.
Oh yeah,
it's awesome.
That was kind of. That,
oh yeah,
that's the reason why
after
you want to hook
where
up
a little
with.
Conquest is one, like you know, the next night when nothing's happening, like that's immediately where.
Yeah, you're gonna beat off to that. It's just kind of crazy.
I mean,
it's
if you're
so pathetic.
Up, if you're just hooking up with someone, it's not for reproductive purposes. Then why, you know, if, why would you care really what
I know,
they
but
look
it's like?
I really, why would you care?
I can't wait to beat off to that thing. I like, I can't understand now, but when I was 14, it made total sense. You know?
Oh, I get it now.
I don't really get it now. It's like, or I could just like bang this person again. This is fun, right?
I wish it was that simple.
I'm not now. Well, now when I'm like having sex, I'm not thinking about beating off to that exact. I'm not like memorize every detail
later. I guess in the sense that it doesn't it doesn't really come up while I'm. Yeah, it doesn't come up while I'm doing it. Like it might have.
If the FBI told me to name 50 things in this room that I'm having sex in, I could do it. Like
yeah,
not,
yeah. No, I'm not.
I'm not. Like yeah.
I get that. Okay. What? Yeah. In the moment.
Well, if
the
FBI
if my dick
asked
puts
me,
it itself to my head and tells me to,
my country?
To count, I don't know, all the red things in the room, and there's 40 of them. Yeah. No.
Now I'm trying to do that.
Yeah. I just started.
If your dick put itself to your head and
Podcast
started threatening
Central
you,
is red with the blood of patriots.
Podcast Central is currently just filled with shit. It looks like
we're actually doing this from a dumpster.
No, it looks like it looks like that show 10? Hoarders. It really does.
10 now.
Yeah, it does look like, yeah.
O-10?
Ot-10.
Podcast Ot-10.
Ot-10.
But my question, going back to the man tracking down the pedophile who raped his son and raping him himself.
Back to that?
Just, I wanted to ask you the question.
No, I know, I'm just kidding.
If you're a juror or something on that case, what do you do with that?
I'll need to see the evidence.
You jail both of them. You jail both of them.
So you would,
yeah,
so you would jail the guy.
I'm going to need to suck the kid's dick and then suck the guy who got his dick sucked's dick.
As punishment, I will sexually
dick.
Abuse you.
Yeah, yeah.
I sentence you to sexual abuse on camera, which will be distributed
by
to the whole
jury.
Internet.
You ask the stenographer to read back part of the testimony. He has to come suck your dick. And
and then, of course, the judge who gave out that sentence goes home at night, and then some guy does that to him.
Yeah,
and the cycle continues.
If you're
going to
sentence someone for a crime, you have to have the crime committed against you so you know what it, you know, it's like tasers with the cops.
Yeah.
You have to get tased before you can use a taser. So before you can punish someone for sucking a dick, you have...
That's why you have to have respect for those judges who give out the death penalty. You know, they're not just being harsh because
they've been
they're going to go die.
No,
they survived the
they've
death
penalty. Yeah, they've tried the lethal injection themselves.
That's why Jeff Dalio is going to be a great judge.
Only good great. Judges. I mean, the like, best. Obviously, that's why we lose so many judges every year. And I'm crossing myself right now. I don't know if
I know, that's what I'm
the
afraid
listener
of.
Can see it.
Much of you can feel his holy
very
aura.
Very few people it's, are actually
back
built
to that clergy thing.
Constitutionally to survive the electric chair. So, I mean, oh, yeah. The few judges we have, we really should be thankful they ran that gauntlet successfully.
I wanted to congratulate Safari Tanner's older brother because he got a clerkship with a judge. Mm. But so, you know, it's a lot of money and it's a good career step. But then if he becomes a judge...
He's got to make sure he puts that wet sponge on his head before they put the helmet down.
Does that protect you?
No, I think it kills you faster.
Yeah, okay.
Faster. Oh. So your skin doesn't scald.
I was really confused.
It's I think it's actually so you don't, like, light on fire.
Ah. Traffic judge? Yeah, okay. Well, then you have to...
Talk about a fire squad.
Okay, so you would, as a jury member, you would convict a vigilante rapist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
You'd have to convict the other guy for, like...
Way worse.
Yeah.
There was a...
I let him off with
actually,
a warning.
Actually, I mean, in a perfect world, I would, yeah, I would just be like...
Be sure not to sexually abuse some guy who's had sex with your son and put it on the internet again.
No, you know what? I really can't...
if you do, I'm going to kill you.
I really can't. I could not...
For now, get out of here, you
I
lovable
couldn't punch
scamp.
That guy. Could you really punish that guy? I couldn't.
Yeah, because it's a shitty way of doing it. I could. Because what if he had like messed up and the rapist raped him too?
I couldn't.
Then his punishment is already sealed.
I couldn't.
You're right.
I couldn't do it.
The free hand of the market.
If you fucked my
crime.
Kid, I would fuck you so hard. I mean, I would suck your dick so well.
I like it. I would suck your dick so good. I do like his approach though, because it's poetic justice, but it's just like cutting the guy's dick off
this,
or killing him.
It is. It does appeal to our sort of,
and especially
Old
if you put a bunch of like goofy shit, like mocking him on the video. It's just like, you know, with like funny music, like Baby Elephant Walk in the background. Like,
now who's my kid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In Azerbaijanese or whatever.
So there
it is.
Were a bunch of people like holding this dude down while he was getting cornholed.
I imagine so. It was a group of relatives.
How could you sit by and just being like, yeah, get him, high five, dude. Yeah, he fucked your kid. Now fuck him.
Although on the internet, there's probably people who like. subscribe to memberships for shit like that.
Oh, I know, but it's just, it's so
I like how he hunted him down. He found him before, you know, the authorities did or anything.
And so he's like Max Payne of Azerbaijan.
Yeah, I was thinking like Taken.
Max,
like,
Max Rabe?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are, but I will
now
find
you. Now
is
not the time for dick measuring. Actually,
I'll find
we're going to rape you. I mean, before that, if you want to measure some dicks.
I will find you, and I will fuck you.
What I
much
have
in the way of money, but I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me very sexy for men like you.
Oh, this, and this
I
was,
look like a child.
Here's another really fucked up crime
I'm
that comes from...
strong like a man.
It comes from this part of the world. I found this independently, and then I checked my podcast email, and Alyssa had sent this in. So this is good stuff.
Mm-hmm, looking at drawing a cut.
Two independent sources on this. I like to entitle this...
this isn't a fucking bibliography. Get on with the shit.
I entitle it... They Hunger, Glenn.
Okay. You have to underline that. All right, now what year was
it's
it?
In a box.
What year was it published?
2009.
All right, who was the publisher?
Huffton Mills.
All right, put a comma there, and okay. Then all right, we're good.
You forgot the colon after the city.
Bibliography done.
This was in the Russian Urals. A 25-year-old man was killed, dismembered, eaten, and parts of his body sold to a nearby fast food stand
by local lions.
By three local homeless people.
Oh.
like the concept of a drifter actually killing me and eating me is really funny.
Oh, yeah, I imagine it like the movie.
You know what I mean?
Like the movie Aliens. Like he's walking through the alleys, and all of a sudden something that like kind of runs off to his right, and he looks, and the silhouette is gone. And then he looks to his left, and something runs quickly past him. And then
yeah, because I know that like homeless people like drive around and pick up like copper and aluminum and sell it to like a scrapyard for money.
Mm.
But it's just like you're like dragging in something that's like clearly wearing like a shirt and jeans.
Oh, I love.
And you're like, oh, let me just pop these boots off this guy. This is good. You're just gonna toss him in the grinder.
I'd love
shirt,
to
jeans
I'd love
and
to
all,
think
right?
of the homeless ringleader though, who's thinking it's like after they've been just pulling the wire out and like cutting their hands and stuff to get the copper. Some like dude walks by whistling, and they're like, my God, we've been going about this all wrong.
Wait,
there's
so
riches all around.
They
us.
Try to sell it to a fast food place.
They successfully sold it to a
wait,
kebab
how?
Store.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Who,
what they're
type
like dragging
what
the
type
guy
of
by his hair right, into there. Right, they already ate all the good
with
meat.
The amount of fast food that I eat, that's like sitting. It's just like where'd you get the meat from there? It's like oh, some homeless dude sold it to me.
Yeah,
you know?
I thought the point of fast food was that it all comes from like a central conglomeration that like packages all the frozen.
It's a kebab. It's a kebab stand.
Oh God.
Oh my God.
Kebab.
I ate a kebab stand all the time in London. I wonder if
in
I
the Urals.
Where did this go? Down?
Russian
the Urals,
Ural Mountains. The Ural Mountains in Russia.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't eat food that's prepared in the street.
The crime was committed with knife and hammer. The maximum jail sentence. I had two thoughts on this. Was 15 years. My first reaction was that's way too lenient. But then I thought that's 15 years in a Russian jail. So
yeah.
I don't know.
That's a death sentence.
Yeah, maybe like a year.
No, because
like
and,
five
and if
American
and if
years.
The if the street vendors out in the daytime are selling human meat from from hobos, what do you think they're serving in the Russian prisons?
And this isn't like a fat American who's basically
just
a fucking
poo.
A TV
poo.
Fed veal cow. This is like a dirty Russian dude who's just like sinewy, knotty, and like it just tastes like bread and vodka.
Tons of track
bread.
Marks.
Yeah,
a lot of tattoos.
You know, like I'm not sure if we've even posted the video yet, but we actually had a reaction to this video called One Priest, One Nun. But anyway, it was about eating shit. You know, we see like these fat people eating shit for money in porn. I want to see them eat human. I want to see
a human.
I want to see an actual cadaver.
Cannibal porn?
A piece cut off, preferably with a scenario, you know, where it's a priest and a nun.
Oh,
or something.
So not just apropos of nothing.
Yeah, so the nun is like,
it'd be
by eating.
For us if one of them was like a schoolgirl eating.
I like the idea of it's like a bunch of like hot chick construction workers, and they're like breaking ground on a new building. And it's like, oh my God, a body in a shallow grave. And they're like, what are we going to do? And the foreman comes out, and he's like, well, girls, we're going to have to get rid of this body. And it's like, he's like, and I won't be paying you this week because the Teamsters are late with my money. So
I like one.
You chicks are gonna have to eat this body raw.
And like one girl like lops off a chunk of it with a sickle and is like eating it raw and then alternating eating the meat and sucking the foreman's dick, like
and
then rubbing the meat on his balls and shit because.
And then, of course, we'll have to upgrade
into.
From here where they eat live meat, like they rip off some guy's dick, and like the guy is still like trying to play his part.
Yeah, I like, just love the idea. Eat that dick. Oh my god.
I love the idea. Oh my god, I have no more dick. Of the foreman.
Oh my god, I am definitely, I'm definitely from a former Soviet country.
The idea of the foreman with like a one of those electric turkey cutters, just like chopping the guy up to like porn
as
music,
as he's getting blown or something.
Chopping like a body up to like he's like cutting off the guy's calf muscle to porn like groove, and then like feeding it to a chick, and she's like sucking on it. Oh,
I would love to see a grizzled vet, like a star of this porn world, where you know she's missing almost all of her body parts. And but she's like smiling for the camera. She's really she's glamorous. Like a, she's just a true celebrity.
Like a quadriplegic.
or he.
What, Ryan?
It's weird how certain gay men seek out other gay men to eat them.
Oh yeah, like
you know, you think you'd be the one who wants to chow down, but no.
Well, yeah no, you be eaten, he's actually talking alive. About a real case.
Yeah, we talked
in
about
Germany.
This on
yeah.
the on the show. Yeah,
yeah.
We call the prostitutes the mosquitoes, and the Johns are the main course.
You can actually check the movie Feed out, and they do a great reenactment of that
guy. I was very reminiscent of the lead in that.
No, that's not true. He kind of looks like a mixture between...
Well, it was actually you who told me that.
Yeah.
You had Mr. Sam Haylett.
I think we were just being assholes. You kind of... Maybe if you mixed with, like, I don't know, Russell Crowe, and you would look like him.
Well, speaking of looking like Russell Crowe, I think we can wrap this up and throw another one in the can.
What does that have to do with the podcast being over?
Because
I'm about to throw a phone at you.
Oh, okay.
All right, well...
Fighting around the world with Nick Schaefer.
I would lose the first fight. The show would be over. I'd hiding in the brush, trying to jump out like
you,
a Maori tribesman.
It's
and
you
just, like,
saving that
neck.
Guy from being eaten by homeless people, doing heroic things. Man.
Yeah, I'm going to fight three Russian homeless
they're
dudes
emaciated.
With hammers and knives.
They're eating human, all right? They're obviously not doing that well for themselves.
Making podcasts, eating dogs, and resurrecting dead bodies of former listeners.
They have a business model.
They're rich now.
They have free building supplies. And they kill it themselves. They don't have to hire anyone. They don't have any sort of benefits or union or whatever. They aren't getting bled by the unions.
Not yet. I mean, in this country.
They're sentenced in
they're
court.
They're bleeding the unions and eating them and feeding them and selling their bodies to kebab stands.
Their sentence in court was not homeless anymore.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
they
a
were
thumbs
given,
up from
they
the
They were
job.
Given homes.
Yeah, I mean, with the money they got for selling that body.
You should have to be in... There should be homeless jail where it's like... where it's like a big open tundra with a big electric fence around it, like the T-Rex pen or something like that.
Yeah, and enough of those heating things
quiet,
to keep
all
you
of
alive.
You.
No, none
quiet,
of that shit. No heating shit.
All of you. They're approaching the hobo jail.
No, they need to be exposed.
The hobo paddock.
They need to be exposed to the sky. We'll make it a landfill. We'll like drop landfill.
Yeah, because
it's there.
It's pretty awful, and I think this way a lot. Like, and this is going to sound racist.
It can't
but
be an upgrade on their
way
of life.
Exactly,
that's a point
exactly.
of jail.
Like, all right. You get out of
they
like
do sell human meat.
You
packs.
Like shoot a guy in the hood. You've like lived there your whole life. Like the prison still going to be worse.
Everybody eat all your butts.
If you're in like an American, prison is worse. Like no matter what. But if you're a homeless person, prison, step up. If you're like an illegal immigrant who has like dirt roads and like dirt floors in their houses, prison. It's like, wait a minute, they're going to feed me every day and I don't have to do manual labor
I don't get
for like 50
on
cents
anymore.
An hour. Yeah, exactly.
I get a shower once a month.
And I don't have to pick fruit and like try to hide from the INS. Like jail would be sweet. Like jail should be scaled to however, like if like you're Bernie Madoff, like what you did, you should have to live in like basically like a hole.
A halfway house.
Yeah. No, you should have lived like a hole in the ground because you've done something
so
awful.
Bad. Yeah, I thought you meant for his way of life.
No. But otherwise than that, like some of it should be like for standard of living. But like for homeless people, they're fucking all schizophrenic.
Like if
anyway.
Paris Hilton gets like a really egregious traffic ticket or something, and she gets sent to jail for not paying it, she should be sent.
She should have to wear dirty clothes.
She should have to work at TJ Maxx for like 3 months.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I feel like the punishment really should fit the crime.
Not even TJ Maxx. Like a I don't know what's a
like
shitty...
a Walmart, like a Walmart in like the women's fashion section
in a horrible.
Oh no, the
Baton
Walmart
in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
The Walmart jewelry counter, that would be awesome.
No, I hope all of you work at the Walmart jewelry counter
someday.
If you do, shoot us an email. Actually, guys, you really need to start shooting us emails at nick@peaklandandnick.com.
Yeah, and
we
Glenn,
really
want to
hear from
address?
You. I don't even know if it's set up. But send me emails.
Pete at Peak Clinic Works, Nick at Peak Clinic Works, and at Peak Clinic Works if you want to talk to Chris.
So seriously, and we'd love to hear from you. I promise if you write us a letter, we will read it on the air, and we'll get back to you as soon as you send it.
We're also looking for a good human meat guy. We're looking at you,
yeah.
Azerbaijan, Russia,
yeah,
Ural Mountain
if you
region.
Guys know anyone.
Generally, if you used to be part of the Soviet Union, give us your
former
meat.
Former Soviet Republic.
Give us your meat. Give us meat.
Give us your tired,
give us
your poor,
meat.
Give us your tired, your poor, your hopeless, yearning to breathe free. Kill them and send us their meat.
No, actually, don't give us your homeless. Use your homeless to get us the meat. All right?
You're tired.
We podcast it to your kids. Track us down and podcast to us. Put it on the internet.
Good night, everyone.
Post your human meat on the internet so we can download it. Somebody's in trouble. Oh, here you go. Oh, make, 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 make.